way that I told you, or else I'm going to make a motion to remove you and report you to your head over the top of you.
Yes, sir.
Because we are spiritual people. We are religious people, and we don't participate in the way that you participate in and trying to prove lies and make things other than what it is.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, if he doesn't flush about it, that's why you're supposed to call and talk to his attorneys, too, and supposed to let all these brothers know that the sisters out there supposed to call all these brothers' attorneys and talk to them and let them know that, hey, we don't bite that.
Yes,
we don't play that way.
Yes, sir.
The religious people, that it's going exactly the way we want it to go, and if you can't function by that, then you get the hell out the door.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And you have to, and we have to find out a way to get in contact with Brother Anselm. I'm a so-called squirt, and Brother Anselm, I'm a so-called Charles, and put them on their right track.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? You got to even write a letter off to them about what I'm saying here, and understanding you're getting about what I'm saying here. All of you need to write a letter off to Brother Anselm, I'm a so-called squirt, and Brother Anselm, I'm a so-called Charles. All of you need to write a letter to them.
Yes, sir.
Put them in their perspective of the understanding. Those are the degrees within the degrees of the degrees.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is what you got to do. Because you got to remember, they sitting off down there, and they have a tendency to drift. And if they have a tendency to drift, that's about God, the person, that's one of the people, I'm the most under the right moment, showing you that you have to tighten that up.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They drift, it's because you're not doing what you're supposed to do.
All right, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so that's taking care of nation's business, because that's what it takes to raise the Master Jay.
Yes, sir.
Everybody got a part that they got to do to play and raise the Master Jay, even if a person starts to slip and going back believing in what the devil might say a little bit. Well, you got a part that you have to play. Everybody has to play to snatch that. Allow God to put the best one of you from the best of that moment. Make you play a part to snatch that person back to reality, sir.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And if you don't, then you're playing with Master Jay.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we don't do what they say do. We do what Allah God and the President of the Master of the Brothers, how much they do, that is the right way.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, you're going to let somebody come and say, I'm going to make some motion this way, and you don't tell them something like that, and they don't even do what you tell them to do, then the devil is manipulating you.
Yes, sir.
And Allah God and the President of the Master of the Brothers, I'm going to give you the truth so that you tell the devil what to do.
Yes, sir.
Because you're telling the devil about truth.
Yes.
You don't let the devil come and tell you what he's going to do.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You sit them kind of people down.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
You know what you got to do, and I know that Allah God, the President of the Master of the Brothers, is nothing but the Most Honorable Abraham, such as I'm a so-called Malik. See, a lot of the things that you were writing about in the letter, there were things that's natural to transpire with you because you haven't been able to talk with Master Jay like the Sister Anselm, I'm a so-called Donna, and Sister Anselm, I'm a so-called Lorraine. If you was able to talk a little bit more with me a little longer, if it was the will of Allah God, the President of the Master of the Brothers, is nothing but the Most Honorable Abraham, then you wouldn't be worried about that furnace that you're sitting on.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying, Sister Anselm, Sister Monique?
Yes, sir.
Well, that furnace that you're sitting on, of that what you have between your legs and different things, will give you hassles until you get to talk with Master Jay. It doesn't give the Sister Anselm, I'm a so-called Donna, Sister Anselm, I'm a so-called Lorraine, or anybody that's constantly got a conversation going on with the Master Jay, or Allah God in the presence of Master Wallace, people, I'm under the best of the most underground moment, or constantly going on with the right people, then you don't have that kind of a thing, but you got to have that kind of thing to let you know that something is missing.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, if you don't, well, all praise to the Lord God, the President of the Master of the Chief of the Mother, the Master of the Most Honorable Elijah Mother, that let me explain something here to you. But when I explain something here for you, it's not for you to go take and explain something back to Brother Anselm Muhammad at the mere present until you're told to about the Brother Anselm Muhammad, so-called Tracy.
Yes, sir.
So, what you're saying here, and when you say to Brother Anselm Muhammad, so-called Tracy, say, well, you know, if you can't function that way, that you are like a hypocrite, or different things, if you can't get these thoughts out of your head, that you know, like these thoughts that you have?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me tell you something. He writes me a lot. That's when you have a personal relationship with Master Jay. When you have a personal relationship with Master Jay, that's when you relate your every thought and every... You write to Master Jay and you explain those things to Master Jay. That's called a personal relationship.
Yes, sir.
So that he can break this down to you.
Yes, sir.
You understand? That's what Master Jay is about. You have thoughts that you wouldn't reveal to other people.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, but just like what you were saying, what you're going through, let me explain something to you. Brother Anselm, I'm a so-called Tracy, is sitting up here going through the same particular aspect.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Don't let him, Allah God, defend the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master of the Master. He cannot teach you and build his holy endowment around him. And when you hear what you said is happening to you there, it's happening to him here too.
Okay, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I said? But he's not going to tell you that. He's going to build this thing up in order so that maybe it would help you is the reason that he would build this up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He'd make you see himself as strong and not having those kind of thoughts or letting his mind drift that way so that you would strive to be like that.
Yes, sir.
So that would be the reason that he would do that. But let me tell you, when he writes to me personally, he is in the same approach of them. He says, like, these thoughts have been entering his mind, and he can't seem to get rid of these thoughts. And he finds himself off in between the legs of a woman. That's where his mind be going a lot lately.
Yes, sir.
Well, if you're a close associate, and you then he's up here, and with that knowledge, when he thinks those kind of thoughts, with all that power of knowledge that he has, and all that power of goodness that he has in him, it's got to affect you. So he's sitting way up here having these thoughts, and these thoughts is what's causing you to have that furnace down there.
Yes, sir.
See, he's the one up here. Anytime you got any knowledge and you know it, you have to be careful on what you think and what you ask for, because the Lord God, the person that's the one that needs around Muhammad, and the message of the Messiah that I know, will surely give it to you.
Yes, sir.
So if you're sitting up here and you're as heavy and as blessed as they are, and they're sitting up here thinking something, they might as well be doing it because it happens on the astral plane. So when they're up here thinking these kind of thoughts about you, they're lighting you up down there from the astral plane to the spirit side, and you're thinking that it's you that's weak and it's them that's causing that to come on you.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But all praise is due to our God and the person of the Master Christ the Father. So whenever you're feeling something down there, you know where it's coming from.
Yes,
you think it's yourself, say, whoa, just because you haven't been around male genders and different things. No, it's the male gender up here with your close associate is what's projecting those thoughts to you.
Okay, yes, sir.
Can you understand that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't know nothing about men of telepathy and stuff. You don't know if you think something, you can think something so hard and concentrate on it so much. And when you got Islam, you got power. And you can will things. Those other black numbers say, your will, you can will things up on you. So be careful on what you think about.
Yes, sir.
So you tell your brothers, hey, don't think about me in this particular mannerism. If you got to think about sex with somebody, then you get you somebody else to think about sex. And because then you're putting that on me, and that makes that sense. You don't put that kind of burden on me out here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If he got to have those kind of sex thoughts, don't be thinking about, and you too, if you got to think those kind of thoughts, don't think no sex thoughts there. What about him up here? Because then you're putting the power back over, you're putting it back over on him. Y'all working on each other.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to the Lord God, the President, the Master, what I speak for. I mean, you got to be careful. When you got the truth and you know the truth, that's what you ask for. Or that what you think that you want to ask for. The Lord God, the President, the Master, what I speak for. I remember, we surely give it to you.
Yes, sir.
Did you understand what I just said? Did the Lord God, the President, the Master, what I speak for. I remember, let you understand a little bit about what we're talking about.
Yes, sir. A great deal.
Okay, but that don't mean that you're so therefore you got to learn the proper way to present. That's why I told you when you come up here and the brother might want to look in your eye, or you catch the brother looking into your eyes, sometimes you tell him, say, well, look, you know, we don't think like that, what's glittering in your eyes. We have to turn. After you do that for a while, then you're showing how much that you're into this holy now. We don't think on those particular levels. We don't let our minds drift in that particular level. Because you make a revolting development for yourself, because Islam teaches you don't go in that different direction.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
That's why you wear the gowns the way that you wear them, and you learn to sleep with gowns on, so that you're always in a respectful way, so that even astral thoughts won't come and disrespect you, because that's rebuilding your natural order of things. Okay, it's a dollar low.
Okay, it's a dollar low.
It's a dollar low. Write about that what I talked to you about. Write to me about it, what you think about it.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, it's a dollar low.
It's a dollar low. Sorry?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you still want to call Answer Jabari?
I think we done moved up, used up that time.
Okay, yes, sir.
But I think that was a very important conversation.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, yes, sir. That was a very important conversation there. Now, I'll pay attention to that guy, the person, the master, one of the people, I'm expecting for the messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So when Brother Anselm on the so-called Scott's call,
yes, sir.
You're supposed to tell him, Allah God, the President, the Master, why does he cause that to happen so that you become aware of everything and aware of the surrounding and everything and how to control the affairs and stuff. It couldn't happen unless it was the will of Allah God and the President, the Master, why does he fly by the Messenger of the Most Unified Mother. Anything of any value has come into the different stage and it grows to try it.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, if it wasn't for Allah God and the President, the Master, why does he fly by the Messenger of the Most Unified Mother, the way that I would express towards being upset about what they were doing would be the way that I would really be upset if I was just playing a game.
Yes, sir.
But I'm not really upset because it's going the way that it's supposed to go.
Yes, sir.
But can you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
So that's the way, because I have to tell the brother, go out there and get on the brother this way, get on the brother that way, put them into their checking place. Like they're taking offenses to themselves, but it won't really be them that's taking the offenses. It'll be that part inside of them that don't belong in them, and that helps tighten them up.
Yes, sir.
So I'll pay the duty all I got to send the message about the people I'm going to speak with the message of the brother. But I'm going to say, y'all not going to be there in the morning?
The sister says she has to be there between 1 and 4, so ability, you know, if you call early enough, then maybe we may be here.
Yeah, because I think I get out in the morning to call if it's the will of God, and the person back to run the chief of the message of the brother, but I know, because now it seems like I seem to miss when I don't talk to you.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, see, you got to remember, I got in the prison back to run the chief of the message of the brother, but I understand, when you go into the real, okay, it's time for me to go back to the single cell of life.
Yes, sir.
And we'll pick this up tomorrow.
Okay, yes, sir.
And sometimes when you don't feel like writing, just and you feel like talking, then you talk to the sisters in that and let it write, let the sisters write it down and let it be a letter for me. You write it, they mail it off to me.
Okay, yes, sir.
Do the writing?
Yes, sir.
Just a conversation. Okay, sister, answer Mr. Gardana. Sister, answer Mr. Gardana, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Sajalahu,
sir, we love you.
Assalamu alaikum to the decree of the Creator's Master Plan of the Year of our Lord and Host.
Wa alaikum salam to the decree of the Creator's Master Plan of the Year of our Lord and Host, the words of Master J. Upon speaking with the Master J, date being February 23rd, 1994, Sajalahu. All right.
Okay, so I'm gonna open it. I'm gonna open it in the name of Allah, God, who came in the person of the Master Wallace Farah Muhammad, in the name of Allah, Christ, the Spouse of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the most holy names of Muhammad, Sajalahu, and Assalamu alaikum to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan of the Year of our Lord of Hosts, Master Wallace Farah Muhammad, is Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Most, our leader, teacher here in the hills of North America, all over the planet Earth, throughout the entire universe, and the great gods beyond, in the second month of 1994, in the works of the Master J.
Sajalahu and Walanka Salam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan in the Year of Our Lord of Hosts of February 24th, 1994, here in the hills and wilderness of North America, in the works of the Master Day.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, I was looking through the paper this morning. You see, in the paper this morning, if you check in the metro part in the third page, you'll see that the brother that used to call to the house for you.
Yes, sir.
You see that Allah got in the prison, the Master Wallace Farah Muhammad, his Messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, blessed him with being a acquittal and being released.
Oh, all right, yes, sir.
Yeah, they have his picture in the paper there.
All right.
But there's one thing you always got to remember when we're dealing with these people.
Yes.
When Allah got in the prison, Master Wallace Farah Muhammad, they have us dealing with these so-called brothers. That just in case, because it's so-called case, they had them on with three rapes and all these different things here. So you always, if any people's called to the dwelling after they have been released from here in different places, you still put security on top of security.
Oh, yes, sir.
Because see, Allah God and the friend of the Master Wallace Farah Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, are the best of knowers of all that. So therefore, he tightens us up, even though we speak to a lot of these brothers, we do not give out the address for them to come dribbling up to a house or something.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So by us not knowing, are they really guilty of those particular charges or not, well, then we have to carry ourselves in a particular manner.
Yes, sir.
In fact, I didn't even know what kind of cases it had, but Allah God and the friend of the Master Wallace Farah Muhammad, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, blessed by his close associates, and if he was righteous, then that's why he got righteous works.
Yes, sir.
And got acquitted. And yes, he put him out last night. But what I want to say is you clip that out, the paper.
Yes, sir.
And you put that into the file to be kept.
Yes, sir.
This so-called name is Cowboy. Okay, and then there's another brother up here that Allah got in the prison of Master Wallace Farah Muhammad had next door to me, that Allah got in the prison of Master Wallace Farah Muhammad, his Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, popping a whole lot of cases against him, just dropped the gun case against him. And so we want to get his name so he can put into the files too. Works of things that transpire around Master J during the resurrection of Master J to his position.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So this is the thing that we're going to do. But that also, what I was talking about, people jumping up on the scene, that means anybody out there that comes to that dwelling without being asked, you don't let them in, and you treat them almost like a red-headed stepchild. Be polite, but sell them on their way.
All right, yes, sir.
That means Brother Anselm, Muhammad Abrahim Kadus, or anybody, or even with our sister Anselm, Muhammad, so-called Jamie and Green, or the way the cookie crumbles.